My two primary concerns today are the primary care pediatric speech and language therapy department, which has 50% of its approved funded staff, they're vacant, 50% vacancy. So I've asked a question around waiting lists, and I've got, I've seen from my answer that the waiting lists have increased as a result of this not filling these vacancies. And and they're talking about a pay and number strategy and all of this kind of answers to my questions, but I'm going to delve into that a little bit more because it's just not acceptable that they have not filled. The embargo is now lifted and there's vacant positions in the paediatric speech and language therapy, and we know that early intervention is absolutely essential to improve outcomes for children, and the waiting lists are going up. So I'm addressing that, and then my other key concern that I'm addressing is the mental health services. So they have Minister Mary Butler developed excellent clinical care mental health programs and funded those and staffed those. But what I have learned from representations made to me and from going in and visiting these is that they are not replacing sick leave from these departments or long-term sick leave, maternity leaves, and they're not replacing retirements. And therefore, these new programs are running on less staff than is required to actually be rolled out into the community.
And Councillor, we're hearing about obviously the waiting list issue as you're highlighting, and we all know how stretched services currently are. And, you know, it's all of these things, I guess, where you're coming at to the point where you just want some clarity and you kind of want to hear what sort of action is going to be taken to these issues.
Yeah, I kind of really want to know what the pay and number strategy is all about. Have they done an analysis to know where they need to put the staff in? So I suppose my focus today is a lot on the community services and fairness, because the speech and language therapy is delivered to children in the community, and it's about improving their outcomes, and it's about picking up very early. You'll very early see changes in speech if a child has a diagnosis of autism. So it's a really essential services, and it's just not good enough that the waiting list has gone up on this.